College provides students with the opportunity to perfect their skills and put what they've learned to the test. Being able to get realistic experience in any field is invaluable to any student. And for the King's College Physician Assistant Program, students will now be able to gain a better understanding of the inner workings of the human body. King's on the Square is not just the literal home for students, it is the home for the brand new Gross Anatomy Lab. This week, the lab opened up for students to begin getting hands-on experience for their future careers in King's College's very own cadaver lab. Academic Director of the Physician Assistant Program, Lorraine Navinger, briefly explained some of the process for obtaining the new lab.
When we started to make plans to establish our Gross Anatomy Lab, I did a lot of research on the American Academy of Anatomists website, and I also just talked with and researched with a number of other medical schools, basically, that already have a Gross Anatomy Lab. I used a lot of their background information and the requirements and the regulations that I found online and through talking with people to start making the plans for our Gross Anatomy Lab. In addition, Tom Butchko did a lot of the legwork in procuring the donation site, which is the National Body Donation Foundation in St. Louis, Missouri.
Navinger talks about the growing need for PAs in today's society.
With the Affordable Care Act, we find that our specialty as mid-level providers has been very much in demand. Locally, our students are very well received and accepted. We have no problems placing them for rotations. But even nationally, our students are very well known. Our students find jobs where they want to find their job, and they end up very happy in their professions.
King's College President Father Jack Ryan gave the blessing of the lab earlier this week. Father Ryan discusses the relationship between what the students are learning with the real world.
And right from the very beginning of the founding of King's, we have two pillars, making a life and making a living, and that's professional competence. That is, we want all our women and men to be as professionally competent as they possibly can. These young women and men are going to be standing between a complex body of knowledge and the general public. And the general public is going to be vulnerable to the extent that they master that body of knowledge. So we want to do everything we can to make them as competent professionally as they possibly can.
Father Ryan describes the importance for the students to understand the potential that is available to them with the new lab.
Things don't last. That is, buildings don't last. King's College won't last. All institutions won't last. But there is one thing that will last, the human being. Our faith tradition says that we're made in the image and likeness of God, and we're called to live with God forever. The most important thing around here are human beings, and to demonstrate the sanctity of human life, not to trivialize the human body. The human body is a holy temple.
Fourth-year PA student Caitlin Ralston is one of the 62 students who will get the very first look at the new lab. Ralston shares her thoughts on the brand new opportunity.
It's an incredible blessing and just an incredible opportunity. The students before us have had to go to other colleges to work on cadavers that other students had already used. And being in a brand new facility, we have brand new equipment, so nothing is broke. You don't have to use something that's already been used. We have just an incredible opportunity to experience this firsthand.
On the next edition of WRKC News at 5, we'll hear from the students who will be getting to use the Gross Anatomy Lab. For WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Christina Atienza.